Hi, I'm Joe Graydon.
And I'm Terry Graydon.
Welcome to this podcast of the People's Pharmacy, where we bring you the stories behind the health headlines. Today on the People's Pharmacy, we're discussing how sugar and fructose affect our health. Our next guest is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, Medical Director of the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers and author of Beat Sugar Addiction Now and From Fatigue to Fantastic.
Dr. Teitelbaum, your book is called Beat Sugar Addiction Now. So is sugar really addictive?
Unfortunately, Terry, it's become that way. And we're not looking to take candy from babies, and we want people to have their cake and eat it too. Nothing wrong with having some sugar in dessert. But the food processors are now adding 150 pounds of sugar per person per year into our diet and food processing. And it's driven our metabolism to make us addicted.
Well, what happens when we eat so much sugar?
Well, there's a number of things. In terms of the downside and problems, in the short term, anxiety, depression, fatigue. Many of you out there have chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. That, in part, is being driven by the sugar addiction along with other problems. In the long term, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, cancer. It's nasty stuff.
How would you know if you were actually addicted to sugar?
Well, there's a difference, Terry, between enjoying sugar just because you want some dessert, which is fine, versus if you find that you're and it's a good time to go through the four types of sugar addiction. The type one is if you find that you're just exhausted through the day. You're working too hard. You're trying to balance raising kids and doing your job and the home and the whole thing, and you keep reaching for sugar and caffeine for an energy fix. And these are energy loan sharks. So if you're reaching for the caffeine and the sugar because you're tired, that would be one type of sugar addiction. The second type is where you have exhausted your adrenal stress handler and you keep dropping your blood sugar. And that's hallmark of that is the feed me now or I will kill you, where those light switches go off. And if you're driving in a car with your hubby and you say, I'm hungry, and your husband says, oh, nice place half hour up the road, and you say, you'll be dead by then? That's a type two. You have the low blood sugar. The third type would be people who have candida or yeast overgrowth, because yeast grow by fermenting sugar. And if you have chronic sinusitis or spastic colon, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, usually that's going to be from candida being fed by the sugar. And the fourth type would be anxiety or depression, often associated with perimenopause or around a person's periods.
Now, Dr. Teitelbaum, I have a sugar addiction quiz that comes from Nancy Appleton, who wrote a book called Sugar Kills some time ago. And here's the first question, and we'll see how our listeners respond. Number one, I don't eat refined sugar every day. True or false? Number two, I can go more than a day without eating some kind of sugar-containing food. True or false? Number three, I never have cravings for sugar. Number four, I've never hidden sweets around the house so I can eat them later. True or false? Number five, I can stop after eating one bite of pastry or one piece of candy. True or false? There are times when I have no sugar around the house. True or false? And two more, I can have sweets in the house without eating them. True or false? And last, I do not eat something sweet after every meal. True or false? Now, according to Nancy Appleton, if you've answered four of those questions false, stop lying and seek help for your sugar addiction. Your thoughts?
Nancy's right on target. Nancy's one of the good guys in the field. She's a very bright expert in the area of the role of sugar in our health issues. What I'd like to do is take it one step further from what Nancy does. Nancy basically gives a quiz that says, are you an addict? And if the answer is yes, and for most people out there these days, the answer is going to be yes. What's critical then is to figure out which of the four types of sugar addiction you have. Because if I just tell people stop sugar, all I'm going to do is set them up not just to be eating sugar, but then to feel guilty because they failed. What you need to do is to know what's driving your sugar addiction. Treat that, and it's easy to do. Then the cravings go away. But not just that, people feel a lot better.
Well, Dr. Teitelbaum, I noticed that the first step for treating each of your four categories of sugar addict is eat less sugar, which makes a lot of sense, but might be easier said than done. How do you do that?
Well, I encourage people. Some people need to go cold turkey and can't have any, but most people find they can moderate it. But the key, Terry, is while you're cutting back, and I would just have people start by getting rid of the sodas, which have about 3/4 teaspoon of sugar per ounce. So if you're getting one of those 60-ounce Big Burp sodas at the Quickie Mart, that's 45 spoons of sugar. Start by cutting that out, even if you need to use diet sodas or make your own lemonade with stevia. But looking at the types, if people are tired, I want them to do what I call the SHINE protocol, which is to get their 8 hours sleep. And they say, well, I don't have time for sleep. I say, take a look at the things in your life you're doing that you don't enjoy, or whether it's watching the evening news, which is mostly, not, I hate to say it, but kind of is nonsense. It's meant to sensationalize and scare people. Or there's a bunch of stuff people do that they don't like. Start to cut that out. Make time for your sleep. Get good nutritional support. There's simple vitamin powders that will do that. There's a special nutrient that's even a sugar of all things called ribose that will increase energy in a healthy way without the metabolic problems. Get some exercise and sunshine. There's simple things that will restore energy production.
Now, before you go any further, you mentioned D-ribose. Mm-hmm. And we've had questions, especially from people with diabetes, who say, well, if it's a sugar, then isn't that going to be dangerous for me if I have diabetes? I need to stay away from sugar. So what is D-ribose?
Well, D-ribose is a special sugar that's actually made by your body as the backbone of energy production. It's what makes it's like the paper that your energy dollars are printed on. And the interesting thing is it has a negative glycemic index, which means it actually lowers your blood sugar. So in most diabetics, they'll find their blood sugar will go down and go back towards healthy. So it is one of those paradoxes. I find I've been telling people avoid sugar, but I add the 3 magic words except for chocolate and then except for ribose. A study we recently did was at 53 medical centers, 257 patients with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, showed that ribose increased energy over 60% on average after 3 weeks. So this is a case where there are certain sugars that are healthy for the body, as opposed to the fructose, glucose, and sucrose, which are being overwhelmed with, which are unhealthy.
I want to go back to something you said a moment ago, and that is fructose, sucrose, and what was the other sugar you mentioned?
Glucose.
So, you know, people get confused. I mean, they say, well, so what's that white stuff that I put in my coffee? I mean, what is that, and how does that differ from fructose, for example, that I find in my fruit juice?
Well, for most practical purposes, it's all sugar and it's all wiping you out. You have a lot of public relations companies trying to make a lot of money off of trying to make a difference that doesn't really exist much. Basically, it's sugar, it's sugar, it's sugar. And in moderation and small amounts in dessert, it's fine. And in the high amounts we're doing it, it's poison. So just to put it kind of subtly, the fructose is what you're going to find in sodas and juices. And unfortunately, fruit juices have just as much sugar as sodas. You're going to have the 3/4 teaspoon per ounce. So eat the fruit, ditch the fruit juice. The fructose is a little more likely to cause metabolic syndrome. That's a heart attack condition, what triggers heart attacks. But basically, it's the same stuff.
Now, of course, there are a lot of people listening who say, I have a sweet tooth, whatever that means. And I think the implication is, well, I'm a sugar addict. So it's just part of what I do every day. I have a teaspoon or two of sugar in my coffee or in my tea. And a meal is not a meal without dessert. And I really do depend on that soft drink or that fruit juice in the middle of the morning to kind of give me that little boost. So how do you begin cutting back? I mean, if you're so used to having dessert, how do you stop doing that?
I didn't say you should. See, from the whole thing you said, Joe, that whole scenario, the only thing I would get rid of would be that soda pop that they do in the middle of the day for energy. And I'd rather they go ahead and have a cup of tea and put some stevia in it. And they can make it green tea. They'll get the same energy and calm them. I'm not against having sugar in dessert. That's where it belongs. What the problem is when the sugar becomes your main dish. And the other thing I'm going to say to our listeners is that, again, if you feel great, ignore everything I'm saying. And frankly, ignore what most doctors say, because what you're doing is working. But it's when you have problems that you feel tired, You're heading to the divorce lawyer because of your irritability. You have chronic sinusitis or spastic colon, or you have depression or anxiety. That's the time to start to look at the sugar issue. And you'll find most people cut back just the overt parts. You're going to do well. Some people have to get a little more strict and cut out all the sugar for a while before they can add it back in.
Now, the book is called Beat Sugar Addiction Now. Tell me again, step by step, depending on which kind of dependency, let's use that word that pharmacologists prefer to addiction, depending on my dependency, how am I going to beat my sugar addiction? Because for some people, this is very hard. It's been ingrained over a period of not just a few weeks or months, but many, many years, maybe even starting in childhood.
Well, and that's a really key thing, because number one, this is a guilt-free process. So leave your guilt at the door. If you find yourself feeling guilty, doctor's orders, no guilt. Once you move through this, there's simple quizzes. And in the book, we have four quizzes that will tell if you're type 1, 2, 3, 4. The same quizzes can be found on my website at vitality101.com for free. But the simple quiz will tell you what type of sugar addict you are. But in very simple terms, if you are type 1, where you are tired, you're just basically exhausted and trying to make it through the day. The simple fix for that is to restore energy production. So there's a very good vitamin powder that you take one drink instead of 30 tablets. You can throw a scoop of ribose in that. There's very nice herbals for sleep if you have insomnia, but first make the time for sleep. If you have restless leg syndrome or sleep apnea, the book talks, and on my website we'll go through how to treat that sleep apnea. You can pick it up just by videotaping yourself. If you're kicking your bed partner at night, you have restless leg syndrome. That's an iron deficiency, not a re-equipped deficiency. So you do these simple things, get some exercise, get some sunshine. Most people are going to find that within 3 weeks, their energy levels are skyrocketing, and they don't need the energy loan shark drinks anymore. Or for people with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, where you can't sleep even though you're exhausted. You have severe insomnia despite widespread pain, brain fog, and fatigue. You also need to treat with what we call the SHINE protocol, sleep, hormonal support, infections, nutrition, and exercise. And there's actually a free symptom analysis program on my website. People can put in their symptoms, put in their blood tests if they have them. You don't need the labs, but if you have them, it'll analyze those as well, tell you exactly what's causing your fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue, and tailor a treatment protocol to your case. So that's type 1. But each of the types has its own type of treatment.
Dr. Teitelbaum, I noticed that for each of the types, you do recommend a low glycemic index diet. What are the benefits?
Well, see, the main problem with sugar, your body uses sugar for fuel. In fact, it's the only fuel that your brain can use. So your body is built to take your food and turn it slowly, slowly digest it, and slowly put the right amount of sugar into your bloodstream for your brain and your muscles and your body to use. The problem with refined sugars is that you get this massive dumping of sugar into your bloodstream. It overwhelms things, causes you to pour out insulin, which drives the sugar way down, and you get the sugar roller coaster. Low glycemic index foods don't shoot your blood sugar up that way. They're slowly digested in the way that whole foods used to be historically. So you don't get those sugar swings really high and low when you eat a low glycemic index food.
Are there any other foods that can take the edge off the craving for those comfort foods?
Yes. But what I would recommend is a lot of times when you're getting that craving, our blood sugar is dropping, if we're feeling anxious or irritable, all it takes is about half a teaspoon of sugar put under your tongue to totally bring your sugar back up to where that craving and that irritable drive will go away. So if you have a couple Tic Tacs, not the sugar-free one, if you have a packet of sugar, just pour it under your tongue. And then you'll find in about 2 minutes, even less, you're going to be feeling a lot better, but it's not enough to put down the roller coaster. And then eggs, nuts, cheeses, any high-protein snack will be just fine. And that will give you stable sugars and leaving you feeling better an hour later as well as right now.
And what about foods that have sugar hidden in them? I mean, I suspect that there are a lot of people who are eating extraordinary amounts of sugar without even realizing it. I think most people now know that soft drinks have a lot of sugar in them, but they don't think about sugar in snack foods.
Granola bars are loaded with sugar. The simple thing to do is look at the nutrition label on the box. That's the fine print that they don't try to get you to. Look at the grams of sugar, divide that by four, and that's how many spoons of sugar are in each portion. And that's the easiest thing to do. I mean, you can look at the ingredients and see if the first three ingredients have sugar in them. You know, they may have them in different names. But simplest thing, look at grams of sugar, divide by four, that's how many spoons of sugar, and you'll know just with that simple number whether this is an okay food or whether it makes you feel like gagging. And people, just that simple trick, they'll start putting back, you know, if they look at this yogurt full of sugar and it has like 12 spoons of sugar in the thing, it's like, no, they're going to put it back. That simple thing, people will start to find foods and create new habits of eating. The book will go through healthy foods and which ones are low glycemic index and the rest, but that simple thing, grams of sugar, divide by four, you do the math, your gut feeling will know.
Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, thank you very much for talking with us on the People's Pharmacy today.
It's a pleasure, as always.
You've been listening to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, Medical Director of the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers and author of Beat Sugar Addiction Now. He's also the developer of the iPhone application Cures A to Z. You'll find a link to his website at peoplespharmacy.com.
Lynn Siegel produced today's show. Peter Bombar is our technical production supervisor. Al Wadarski helps engineer the program. Dave Graydon edits our interviews.
The People's Pharmacy theme music is by B.J. Lederman.
The People's Pharmacy is produced at the studios of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
To order a CD of today's show or any People's Pharmacy broadcast, you can call 800-732-2334. Today's show is number 802. That number again, 800-732-2334, or find it on our website, peoplespharmacy.com.
When you go to the website, you'll find an extended interview with Dr. Lustig, as well as detailed information about prescription drugs, herbs, and home remedies. You can also find our latest publications and assorted People's Pharmacy goodies.
You can look up past radio shows, check out our most recent publications, sign up for our free electronic newsletter, or subscribe to the free podcast of our show. It will be delivered straight to your computer. You'll never miss another People's Pharmacy program again. You can vote on today's show, or you can find us on Facebook. It's all there at www.peoplespharmacy.com. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Joe Graydon.
And I'm Terry Graydon. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next week. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast of the People's Pharmacy. The podcast is brought to you in part by Red X Industries, makers of Utterly Smooth Foot Cream with Shea Butter, helping dry, cracked feet feel soft and smooth. The number is 800-345-7339. The website is uttercream.com.
This podcast was also brought to you in part by Liprinol, a potent natural anti-inflammatory with a unique combination of omega-3 fatty acids and no side effects, now available in the United States. More information is at LiprinolUSA.com. That's spelled LiprinolUSA.com.